Hello everybody and welcome to Heartbeat. What I'm going to share with you today came out of, I guess, my thoughts, my prayers with the Lord, my frustration, you could say. I was talking to God about the season that I was in, that I was struggling, I was frustrated, I didn't want to be where I was, but I didn't know how to get out of it. And I remembered in Ecclesiastes, there's a thing about being in a season. So I'm going to read it to you and then I'm going to share with you, I guess, what occurred in my discussion with God. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting from the beginning. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for grace. And it made me think what season, what time I was in right now. I felt like I was in a season of struggle. Other times I've been in a season of peace, but I was in a season of struggle because of human pain that I was feeling, of then being frustrated because I couldn't do some things because sometimes the pain was debilitating or I didn't get enough sleep. So the next day, you know what it's like when you don't get enough sleep. The next day you're grumpy. The next day you don't cope as well. The next day you don't have as much energy. By the afternoon you feel like I need to go have a nana nap. And that was frustrating for me because normally I actually have a lot of energy. I'm a go person in daily chores, in daily things that I write on my list to do, or I feel like God's wanting me to do. And I was very frustrated. And it wasn't just a day. It feels like a time, a season, and it feels like a long time. And so I was talking to the Lord about it. And in sharing, I thought, this often many times when other people are in a season of some sort of season that they don't want to be in, or they're quite content being in the season. You know, not everything is bad. You can be in a season of peace, of joy and of contentment, of, you know, sort of everything going well for you. And hopefully then you're being more grateful to God and praising Him and adoring Him more because of where you are. But are you still praising and adoring Him because of where you are when you're frustrated or you're in pain or we're just grumbling all the time? We can be complaining. Do you want to be a complaining person to God all the time? But then you don't want to just like put up with it. And then, you know, sometimes then you explode because you just tried to keep everything at bay and just, you know, okay, don't complain and don't this. I mean, there's a fine balance sometimes. But God still wants to know how you're feeling. Lord, I'm frustrated in this. Why am I in this stage of in my life? I didn't think this would happen. I didn't think I'd be like this. You know, it could be in a time of needing comfort because someone close to you has died and you're grieving, and there is a season that occurs in that. There's a time frame where you feel like, you know, maybe you're never going to come out of it, but when you look back, you do come out of that season of grief. And God walks with you and He comforts you. and he sends other people to comfort you too. But throughout whatever season you're in, God says, I will not leave you. He will give us an understanding about things. Maybe I've never understood what it's like to be in a season of frustration. He's giving us empathy for when other people are. He's giving us an understanding of our true selves, how we cope with it, how we don't cope with it, how we complain about it. You know, maybe he's trying to go into those that depths of ourselves, that hidden closet, the one with all the cobwebs, and he's trying to clean us out and say, don't be like that. Don't be as frustrated. Life is like this right now. I'm walking with you. Walk with me. Accept what's happening. Don't let it, you know, affect you so much. No, keep your eyes focused on me, knowing that I am with you. Give extra special time with him and him alone. Maybe he's opening up this whole new space to stretch you, to help you listen, to help you reflect more, maybe to clean out that closet and not just stash old habits and old things and, you know, close the door. Maybe he wants us to go, no, I want you to now work through these areas. Maybe he wants to look and listen and move to another place. But we need to be aware, and if we are, this will help you amazingly. God becomes our boundless space. So in this season, in this time, in this space, or this space of time, this space, it's, you know, it's like a segmented part of your life. How long it lasts or doesn't last, God can become our boundless space. And actually, that line gives me comfort. God is with me in this space that I'm in. It's boundless. There's no boundaries. God is not bounded and, you know, boxed in. He can make the time span go smaller. He can allow it to be bigger because that space allows him to come into the space and be with me where I haven't been allowing him to. I've maybe deliberately pushed him away or without thinking, not invited him in. God comes into this space and we need to keep our eyes on him and he will guide us. He maybe even will guide us where we don't want to go, but where the perfect plan for our life is. I often laugh when my husband Bruce says, no, I've been in prayer saying, no, Lord, I'm not doing that. No, Lord, I'm not doing that. I'm not going there. And then it often happens months later. He goes, oh, that's where God wants me to go. But I've been saying, no, 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 no. And God has been slowly guiding him, pushing him, revealing to him, cajoling him, encouraging him, and he gets to a point where he goes, okay, if that's where I'm supposed to go, that's where I'll go. God is patient like that. He is kind like that. God is always holding us in the palm of his hand. He knows us. He knows where we are. So keep your courage and trust in him. Put your strength in him. Put your trust in him. Lord, I am weak, but I will take the courage that you will give me. I ask for the courage, Lord, to continue in this space, this season that I'm in. Being human is our weakness, but it's also our hope. I am simply human. I see my fellow human beings, but being simply human, I see myself as a frail person, full of light and radiance from God. I have to learn who I am, my humanity. I had to show my weakness to God in order to discover the freedom that He has for me. I had to show the weakness that is in within me, my frailty, to my God in order so that He could free me. Again, it's like I hid some things in a closet. I didn't want to touch. I didn't want to work through. I just wanted to ignore them. But God wants us to open up those closet doors and to walk in freedom. And the freedom can be, okay, I'm weak in this area. It feels like I'm always going to be weak in that area. Lord, I give you my weakness. I am free now from hiding it. I know myself. And I ask you, Lord, to be with me. And I know that you are. And help me in the season that I am right now. And as I was discussing this with God, my frustration diminished. I didn't quite go away yet, but it diminished. I felt like that God had given me this peace, this freedom, that this life-giving experience was life-giving to me. My weakness is my humanity, but my humanity is a forgiven humanity. God's already forgiven me for my frailness, because Jesus came and overcame our frailness, our place of choosing wrong. Now, on our life's journey, we still need to ask for forgiveness when we do continue at different areas or different times to choose wrong, the wrong way. We're grumpy, we're angry, we're not nice to live with, to be with, to share with. And we find freedom in our God. We find that we can depend on Him more. So what season of life are you in right now? If you're in a great season and everything's going well, continue to praise and adore the Lord there and have gratitude in your heart for where you are and ask Him to teach you some things that He wants to teach you while you're in that season. But if you're in a frustrating season like I've been in, if you're in a painful season, if you're in an angry season, I don't know, whatever it might be, praise God too. Have gratitude towards Him to know and ask Him to help you in this season. And ask Him, Lord, what are you trying to teach me here right now? For me, the Lord was trying to teach me to give Him my frustrations, to walk with Him closer. And even though life doesn't seem to have changed much, I'm freer. I'm not as frustrated. I'm more cheerful. I'm more peaceful. I'm more content because I know God is with me in the season that I'm in right now. What season are you in? Do you invite God in to be with you, to walk with you, and to teach you what you might have to learn, or He wants you to learn, in the season that you are in? But no, you don't stay in the season. You know, it says there's a time where there's pain and sickness, but there's a time of healing. Maybe God wants to bring you through to that time of healing. I hope that encourages you to know you're not stuck in the season you're in, but you're in there for a purpose. Go to God and ask Him, why, how, be with me, Lord. See you again next time.